Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Nacogdoches, New Mexico's favorite cowgirl. Bailey Bates is our guest today. Hello, Bailey. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Tell us your story.
My story is I've been hitting the WPRA trail all season long, and everything worked out to where we made the Governor's Cup, and here we are on the last weekend of the season, and we're still in it. Hopefully get our name in the top 15, and all we're here is just to give our best shot.
I believe this will be the sixth year that the WPRA, the Women's Professional Rodeo Association, will be hosting the Ladies Breakaway at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo alongside the Wrangler NFR in Las Vegas, and that is very exciting. How is it looking for you to be there?
Yeah, I'm on the outside looking in, but if there's one opportunity that will give you a chance to be there, it'll be here at the Governor's Cup, and looking forward to it for tonight.
What place are you in the world standings as they take the top 15 each year to the National Finals Rodeo? What place are you coming into the Governor's Cup in the standings?
18th,
so you're very close. The rounds here pay about $11,000.
Yes, sir.
And you have a good shot tonight. What is the 15th hole money right now?
I believe it's $20,000 ahead of me. Our goal is to just go for the round tonight and see where the chips may fall, and hopefully be back for tomorrow again.
Well, you know that in the entire world of Indian country is wanting to see you in the City of Lights. Tell us who your mentors are, maybe a little bit about your horsepower.
Here I'm riding a good friend of mine, Ariana. Her horse's name is Reno, and I've been riding him for the past month. There has been a lot of trials and tribulations this season, but to be here and to make it this far to the Governor's Cup for the last week and still alive in it, just give all glory to Creator, and thankful, and just try to enjoy this trip.
Navajo cowgirl Bailey Bates comes through National Finals Rodeo bound. Let's talk about the Governor's Cup in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Bailey.
Thank you.
I mean to tell you, you came in 19th in the world standings. What did you have to do in these 3 days to accomplish your goal?
I knew that to have a shot, I had to win first or second here. To come out on top, that's pretty exciting to say. I just want to thank Creator for this and my awesome horse that I was on, and we had a great calf, and we let it all out on the line tonight.
That you did. Let's talk about your horsepower and your support behind you on the road.
Yes, this year I ended up jumping on 8 different horses, and my main one this last part of the season was Reno. He's from Australia, and I lent him out from a good friend of mine, Ariana Verichetti, and this has been pretty exciting to finish the job. This is what we came out to do, and there was a lot of trials this year. My good horse got hurt in July, and to finish it strong like how we did, it's just thankful. I wasn't thinking about the crowd. I wasn't thinking about what was really on the line. I was just trying to focus on the process of my run and focus on that and not be judgmental. Whatever was going to happen, Creator already wrote it, so I was just there to enjoy it.
That is an amazing faith. What have you learned in this year when about 12 months ago you said, I'm going to qualify for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo and represent the Navajo Nation, my hometown, the name of my family?
Yes, last year I was on the bubble and I didn't make it to the Governor's Cup, and this year one of my main goals was to make the Governor's Cup because that is the biggest opportunity at the end of the year to qualify here. And I was like, okay, got that checked off. Next step, make the 8-man round, and got that checked off, and 4-man round, and everything just kept going on, and just incredibly thankful for this.
Along this road, how has the Indian National Finals Rodeo program helped you, and what have you learned?
Yes, winning 3 world champions with the INFR. You have an insight of what pressure really feels like, and I think that's really what I focus on, my mindset and positive thinking and process mind, and not only Indian National Finals, but that led me up to here, and I'm continually learning from this.
What can you share with the young ladies that are watching you and looking up to you that might encourage them to be in a winner's circle like you are today?
Just keep going. Don't compare yourself to others. Everyone has their own path, and have a lot of faith in Creator, and if you wake up to live another day, you're already winning.
That's words about our champion, Bailey Bates, headed to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in the City of Lights, baby, 2025. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.